The Enchanting World of Hinge and Brackets. Quite an eventful weekend is in store for Dame Hilda and the Doctor. After a 10-year engagement, Marigold, the only daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Leonard Percival, is to marry Sidney Underwood, a railway clerk from Stecton Parva. Mr. Percival is the local organist and choirmaster. But as he will be giving the dear Marigold away, the Doctor has agreed to deputise on the organ. This means a visit to the Percivals on the eve of the wedding to make final arrangements. And of course the ladies are looking forward to this very much indeed.
I do not want to go, Hilda. I just do not want to go.
Well, neither do I, dear, but we've got to go. We promised Leonard.
The prospect of sitting on that horsehair settee for an hour, listening to Violet go on appalls me.
Yes, I know, dear. I know exactly how you feel. She was on the phone for over an hour this morning while you were at the hairdresser's.
Oh, thank goodness we weren't paying for the call.
We were, dear. You see, I rang her to see if we could get out of going. Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you didn't succeed.
I was lucky to get in. Hello, Violet. This is Hilda. Well, you can tell. I left the phone twice to answer the door, and she never noticed I'd gone. No.
She'll monopolise the whole evening, and you know what she'll say at 10 o'clock? Good heavens, it's 10 o'clock and you haven't sung a song for us yet.
I know, dear, but it is for Leonard's sake that we're going. He's so on edge. I suppose it's understandable that he wants the new lick to be right for his daughter's wedding.
But, Hilda, I can play the wedding march backwards.
Well, possibly that's why he wants this little get-together.
To make sure you don't.
I don't think it's Leonard's idea at all. It's Violet. She just wants a couple of listeners.
Well, just do what I do, dear. As soon as Niagara starts, let your mind go blank. Mm. Keep saying yes and don't go to sleep. Now, come on, dear, get your coat on.
I told him, I said, if you think I'm paying that for a cabbage, you've got another thing coming.
Yes, I know, but...
Leonard was with me, weren't you, Leonard?
Oh, I was.
You go in one day and they've gone up 3 pence from the day before. It's not right. I told him it's not right. I said, it's not right. My housekeeping doesn't go up from day to day.
No, I don't suppose for a moment that it does.
Leonard will vouch for that, won't you, Leonard?
Oh, I will.
It wasn't like that when his father had it. Old Mr. Davenport. Now, there was a gentleman. You wouldn't catch old Mr. Davenport putting 3 pence on a cabbage. Do you remember old Mr. Davenport?
Well, I think that I...
Oh, you must do. Big, big man. Leonard knew him ever so well. Oh, they've had some wonderful times together. Leonard's always talking about him, aren't you, Leonard?
Oh, I am. I remember one day...
Always talking about him, dear.
Quite fascinating. Do you think we could...
He had a sunny wife, though. Do you know what I mean?
Yes, I think I do.
Very quiet, you know. Never had much to say. Very quiet. Well, at least that's how I always found her.
Yes, I suppose you would.
Mind you, what a knitter. I say, what a knitter. Scarves, cardigans, pullovers, you name it, she could knit it. She never stopped. She just went on and on and on. Do you know what I mean?
We do, dear, yes.
Whenever you went to that house, you couldn't sit down for balls of wool. I don't know how her husband put up with her. I know Leonard wouldn't.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it, Hilda?
Oh, it is.
He frightens me when he's roused, you know.
Oh, I've noticed.
Yes, it's a man's world.
I've always said that. Anyway, let me make you a cup of tea. You must be thirsty after all this talking.
Oh, you don't have to go to all that trouble for us, Violet.
Not warm. Don't be silly, Hilda. It only takes a minute to make a cup of tea.
Oh, don't rush, Violet. There's no hurry.
There aren't many like Violet.
Oh, you can say that again.
Oh, she's so excited about the wedding. Dr. McIntyre has given her some pills to quieten her down.
Yes, well, don't worry, Leonard. Sometimes these pills do take a long time to work. How many of the family are coming, dear?
Oh, quite a few. There's Violet's sisters, Primrose, Lily, Flora and Poppy, her cousins Rose, Heather and Daisy, and of course, Auntie Jasmine.
Quite a bunch. Tell me, Leonard, are they all sleeping in the same bed?
Oh, that's very funny, dear. Yes, I like that. I wish I'd thought of it. It'll be nice to see Auntie Jasmine again.
Yes, she must be getting on now, Leonard.
Oh, yes, she is. 93, I suspect, till November.
Just imagine it, Ethel. 93. Does she still ride her bicycle, Leonard?
Oh, she does.
93, and still pedaling, dear.
Oh. Amazing.
Mind you, she's had to give up the squash.
Gone on the barley water, then, has she?
Oh, very good, dear.
Now, help yourselves, ladies.
Oh, this looks lovely, Violet.
Here's your tea, Hilda. And yours, Evadne.
Oh, thank you.
Here's your glass of hot water, Leonard.
Hot water? You're going to soak your feet.
Leonard couldn't go to bed without his glass of hot water. He's been taking it over 25 years. Dr. Pritchard prescribed it when Leonard contracted colic on bonfire night 1952.
Oh, and is it feeling any easier now,
Leonard? I only have the one twinge.
Well, don't you think you could stop taking the water now, then, Leonard?
Oh, Dr. Pritchard was very adamant. Don't stop till I tell you, he said.
Then he died. Anyway, good health.
I haven't told you about Marigold and Sydney's little house yet, have I?
No, not yet, Violet.
Oh, you would like it, Hilda. The wallpaper in the hall is beautiful. I chose it for them. Sort of deep maroon with gold cherries running across diagonally. Maroon bathroom suite that I chose for them. Oh, it's a picture. With the ducks in flight over the mirror. Oh, yeah, and you Sydney did all the tiling himself, you know. Lovely tiles. Maroon. I chose them.
Yeah. That's been a marvellous conducted tour, Violet. I feel I know the place intimately.
Well, we certainly know what colour it is.
Oh, good heavens, it's 10 o'clock and you haven't sung a song for us yet.
Well, come on, Hilda, let's sing for our supper. It's one of your favourites, and it's rather appropriate, I think.
Yes, well, it's from the Mikado. It's the lovely duet in Act Two that Katisha sings with Coco. Doctor's going to play Coco. I shall be Katisha, the elderly, ugly lady of the court. So you'll have to imagine all that bit of it. Right, then, dear.
Right?
Yes, lovely.
There is beauty in the bellow of the floor. There is splendor in the growling of the gale. There is elegance in the pouring of the wine, in the roaring of the pipe, in the lashing of the tail.
I do hope you'll sing that at the reception tomorrow.
Oh, don't worry, we'll bring a
selection.
I rather think we should be going, dear. It is getting quite late.
Well, right you are, dear. Well, thank you for a lovely evening, Violet.
Pleasure. Leonard, get your coat and walk the ladies home.
Oh, he doesn't have to, Violet.
But he insists, Hilda, you must have protection. I always feel safer when Leonard's with me.
There's just one thing that worries me, though, Violet. Who's going to walk back with Leonard?
Now, good morning, dear. Lovely morning.
Yes, I'm so pleased for Sydney and Marigold. You know the old maxim, happy is the bride the sun shines on.
I do indeed. But the old maxim never mentions anything about the sun shining on the bridegroom.
Well, I don't really think it's relevant in Sydney's case, dear. Mm. You said yourself that he's like a wet weekend. And how's Milton this morning, eh? Who's his mummy's little darling? Yes. And Mary's a pretty boy. Look at him running up and down his little ladder, Evethny.
Yes, stupid bird.
He's excited about something. I wonder if he knows about Sydney and Marigold. Does he know about Sydney and Marigold, then, eh? Really want to tell Mummy? Do you want to go to the wedding, darling?
Maybe he fancies a wedding of his own.
What do you mean, dear?
Well, you know, get married to a bird of the opposite...
You know, a female.
Oh, no, he doesn't. No, no, he's quite happy here with his mummy, aren't you, Milton?
How can you possibly know that, Hilda?
Well, he's never said anything to the contrary about it, believe me.
Anyway, he's not interested in that sort of thing.
What sort of thing?
If Ethne, you know what he did to that plastic budgie we put in his case?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'd forgotten about that.
Well, I shall never forget it. Nor the effect it had on him. Poor little thingy. Kept his head in his bell for 3 weeks.
Well, let's just hope Marigold doesn't affect Sydney the same way, dear.
You know, I think I'll let Milton out of his cage. Let him work off a little surplus energy.
You're not letting him out while I'm in the room.
Oh, Evethny, don't be so pernickety. He won't land on your head.
That's what you said last time. He ripped my hairnet to shreds.
I'm sorry, Milton. Sorry, darling. Auntie Evethny won't let you come out. Yes, I know, darling. That's exactly what I think of her, too. She's a naughty little girl.
Pathetic.
I don't care what you say, Evethny. I'm going to open his cage door, and if he wants to come out, he can.
Well, he can have the room to himself. I shall go out and cut a few roses.
There aren't any worth cutting.
Of course there are. Look down there by... Hilda, what's that in the garden?
Where, dear?
Up there, something moving by the sweet peas.
Oh, yes. Isn't old Mrs. Austin's tortoise? It does go nosing around the place.
It's a bit like old Mrs. Austin.
Well, whatever it is, dear, it seems to be caught up in the sweet pea netting. Come along, dear, let's go and investigate.
Are we all right to go into the garden in our dressing gowns, dear?
Well, I don't think we need to be embarrassed in front of a tortoise.
I meant the weather. It's suddenly become rather overcast.
Well, we'll only be gone a couple of minutes, dear. I won't be long, Milton. It's a hedgehog, dear.
I can see that, Hilda.
Well, come on. I lift the string and you lift the hedgehog.
I was going to suggest that you lift the hedgehog.
Oh, Evethny, don't be so squeamish.
I'm not being squeamish, Hilda. I have the organ to play this afternoon, and I don't want to puncture my fingers.
Oh, all right. Come along, little fellow, my lad. That's it. Who's been a naughty boy, then, eh? Who's got himself caught in Auntie Hilda's stringy wingy? Oh, look, Evethny, he's curling up.
So am I.
Oh, do let's keep him, dear. We can give him a good home.
Yes, we can put him in the cage with Milton.
They are good for the garden. I do believe they eat slugs.
Yes, a pity they don't eat bugs they can. Now put them on the lawn, dear, and let's get inside. It's gone quite chilly.
Bye-bye, Prickles. Get to your natural habitat.
Hilda, we're locked out.
We can't be.
We are, dear, we're locked out.
Oh, don't be silly, dear. Here, let me have a go. We're locked out, evidently.
What?
Well, how did you manage to do that, dear?
I haven't locked her out.
Well, I certainly haven't, dear. So it must have been you.
I say again, I did not lock us out. You were last out of the house.
Now, that's typical of you, you see, dear. It's always someone else and never you. I can distinctly remember opening the door and being first out because I stood on the top step and I stood to one side to let you come past, and when you come past, I...
Oh, dear. What, dear?
I closed the door.
Thank you.
I assumed, of course, that you had taken the door off the latch.
Yes, well, you see, dear, I do find it a trifle difficult to take the door off the latch when you're opening it.
Well, yes, I grant you I'm partly to blame.
What do you mean, partly to blame? It had nothing to do with me at all.
Thank goodness I opened Milton's cage.
And what on earth has that got to do with it?
You'll see. Come on over to the window. Milton! Milton, it's Mummy, dear. Yes, I know he's a pretty boy. Come on, Milton. Out of your cage. Where's the latch key, Edna?
On the little table.
Hi. Yes. Milton! Milton! Can you go to the little table, darling? Pick up the latch key in your beak. Yes, I know he's a pretty boy. And fly down the hall to the letterbox.
Hilda, I despair. For an intelligent woman, at times you talk the most utter drivel. You're besotted by that bird bringing the key in his beak, indeed.
He can understand every word I say to him.
Well, he's one up on me.
Look, he's nodding his head.
Very impressive, Hilda. I think you've got more chance with a hedgehog. Now, we shall have to think of another way, and quickly. I distinctly felt a spot of rain.
Nonsense, it's your imagination.
I always had a vivid imagination.
Oh, dear. What are we going to do?
Get wet.
Milton! Milton, darling, don't stand in your cage door, dear. It's dangerous in a thunderstorm.
What about us out here? It's all your fault, Hilda Brackett, coming after that stupid hedgehog.
Now, don't get upset exactly. All our worries are over.
Why? Has the house caught fire?
No, look, dear, the bathroom window's open.
Oh, splendid. Now, all we have to do is jump 15 feet onto the porch roof and we're as good as in.
We don't have to jump 15 feet at all, dear. All you have to do is shin up that drain pipe.
I refuse to shin up anything. Now, this calls for drastic action. Pass me that clothes prop.
You're not going to pole vault, anyway.
I am going to break the French windows.
Oh, you can't do that, Evadne. I only cleaned them yesterday.
Stand back, Hilda. Give me room.
Wouldn't you be better with a brick, dear? I mean, a clothes prop is a bit unwieldy.
Be quiet, Hilda. You've done quite enough damage for one day as it is.
Well done, dear. I suppose you've forgotten that the greenhouse was behind you.
Oh, it was.
Well, the choir wasn't good voice.
Oh, he was, wasn't he?
Yes. Pleasant little voice, Douglas.
We did ask for the full choir, didn't we, Leonard?
Well, you weren't to know that the other two were going to catch measles.
Oh, tell me what you thought of Marigold's dress.
Yes. Yes, it was very nice. Very nice, wasn't it, dear?
Oh, yes, very nice. Indeed, very nice.
I designed and made it myself, you know.
Oh, you could tell.
Oh, yes, it had your handiwork stamped all over it, Violet. All over it.
You wouldn't think I finished it in a hurry, would you?
Oh, no. Good heavens. Did you really?
Oh, you couldn't tell. You couldn't tell at all.
No, I don't think anybody would have noticed that you'd run out of white cotton.
As I say, it was very nice.
Pity about Sidney's top hat, wasn't it?
Yes, I know what you mean, dear. He was all right when he was holding it.
Yes, it was when he put it on. He sort of disappeared.
I thought Sidney looked very nice.
Oh, he did, Violet. He looked very nice.
I just thought to myself, thank goodness for his ears. Ah, Hilda, I brought you another glass of Mrs. Smollett's homemade elderberry wine.
Oh, dear, that is a pity.
I don't think I dare pour any more into this potted crown.
Yes, it is looking rather woe begone. I've been drinking mine.
Oh, well, then it's only a matter of minutes before you start wilting. Oh, hello, Mrs. Smollett. Beautiful wine, dear. Yes, has a lovely bouquet.
If you like vinegar.
What did you think of the cake, dear?
Oh, yes, very sad.
Poor Mrs. Connors.
She must have modeled it on the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Oh, don't again.
Will it come down with such a crash?
I think she made a mistake in trying to incorporate the bride and groom's initials on the bottom tier.
Yes, I know what you mean. She should have left more space between the two sets of letters.
Or abandoned the idea altogether. I mean, with names like Sidney Underwood and Marigold Percival, there it was in pink icing. Thump. Hello, Mrs. Connors. Yes, just saying. Lovely cake, dear.
You must give me the recipe.
If there is one.
Oh, look out, Hilda. I think we want it. Violet is bearing down on us.
Oh, hello, dear.
Now then, ladies, when you're ready, then it's all set to announce you.
Oh, so silly.
Well, you know, Evadne, Sidney and Marigold want to get away. It's very natural.
Yes, I suppose it must be.
And Sidney doesn't like driving in the dark.
We'd better not wear a soft hat, then.
Where are they going there, Violet?
Well, Sidney wanted to tour Scotland and Marigold wanted to go to Cornwall, so in the end they decided to compromise and they're going to Cornwall.
Well, I'm sure they'll be very happy.
Oh, yes. Don't you think they're ideally suited?
Oh, I do.
No. This is one of the happiest days of my life.
Yes, well, don't let's get weepy, Violet. Just think, you're not losing Marigold, but gaining Sidney.
Probably why she's crying.
Yes, well, if you're ready, I'll tell Leonard to announce you. Ladies and gentlemen and friends, I'm now going to ask my husband, Leonard, to tell you that Dame Hilda and the doctor are about to entertain us. All right, Leonard, off you go.
Ladies and gentlemen and friends, Dame Hilda and the doctor are about to entertain us.
Word perfect, Leonard.
Are you ready then?
I think so, dear.
Yes, well, straight in, a nice little bit of novello.
A maiden sits in her lonely room, a story floats in mar. They spread the door in her chair, a beast, 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 a